and welcome to the Golden Hour. I am Golden Duffy, your host. This is season two, I believe episode 46. The last couple of episodes are not uploading to the podcast sites. I don't know why that is. So if you only listen on the podcast, you're probably not even hearing this message. I have to go in and either switch my provider. I'm not sure what is going on with that blocking situation on the podcast, but I do implore you to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe there because all of my shows are there. All the podcast shows, all the Golden Hour shows are there. They're not in order, unfortunately, but if you go to the live section, that's where all of the Golden Hours are. And it will remind you when a live show is coming up. There's also my Facebook page, The Golden Hour, that also streams this live. So we are live today. A lot of times I do a recording for you guys, but today I felt inspired to go live. And one of the reasons I feel that way is because in the beginning of the week, my energy was just not what I like it to be to do this show. Today is like a completely different story. And I can only say, you know, there are times in life when our energy, like I kept saying this weekend, it's not attached to my thoughts because it wasn't. There was just this energy of very dense, low vibration in my system, whether I was releasing something, whether it was the contrast that was going to lead me to something. I'm not really sure. It actually got me out of the house. It got me to do things. I went to a sound bath. I went to yoga. I walked in the woods. My husband and I were in nature all day yesterday. So sometimes those lower feelings are here to help us to benefit from reaching, from going and finding what we need, not to be in resistance to it to feel better, but more about taking our power back and deciding in every moment that we have the choice to give into those lower frequencies, those lower vibrations and stay there, or we have the choice to shift out of it. Now, it often doesn't feel like a choice. I get that. I felt that way very much this weekend, but it is. At the end of the day, it is, because we can either take part in activities that are going to infuse more of the low vibrational stuff, or we can take part in activities that are going to start to up-level us, that are going to start to dissipate that lower vibration so we can see things. This is the thing about, I'm going to get to the past stuff. We're doing this let go of the past thing today, but this is a really important conversation. When it comes to the low vibrational stuff, I want you to understand that as you tune into that frequency and choose activities that continue the frequency. So the more you lay on the couch and watch TV, unmotivated, uninspired, not feeling good, the more you isolate. I definitely have a tendency to isolate. The more you isolate, the more you keep yourself from talking to people, the more you kind of shut out the world and maybe drink or smoke pot or do whatever you do to try to, you know, because you don't care, right? You get into this like apathetic state of not caring. The more you tune into those activities, the longer you're going to spend in those low vibrational moments. So on Monday, I woke up and I was like, okay, like I got to do something here. So I went to yoga. I went for a walk in nature. And I went to this sound bath and I connected with people. And a lot of times connecting with people can really help us because, you know, when we have a tribe, when we have support, when we have, you know, and if you're sitting there saying, I don't have anything like that around me, you're blocking yourself. There's absolutely things that you can do. You can go to, there's meetup groups, there's yoga, there's, you know, meditation groups, there's sound. I mean, in Orange County, there's a ton of sound bath opportunities here. Sound baths, any kind of healing modality where you're doing like foot baths or massages or different things like that, all of those things will help to start to raise your vibration just a little bit. That's all you need. Sometimes, you know, I was talking to my daughter yesterday and she's like, sometimes I it's really hard for me to be in gratitude. Like I just want to run away and it's really hard for me to be in gratitude. And I said, it's part of the human condition. It's part of the human process to be here and to experience all of it. And I will honestly tell you, from the weekend and from not feeling good, and I actually got into an argument with my husband, which we hardly ever do. When I'm low, it's really easy for us to do that. You know, we both kind of get into a triggered state and I think it's hard for him to see me low and not be able to feel anything that he can do about it. And that puts him kind of in a powerless state. So as we kind of got into an argument and that just made things worse, coming back together yesterday for his birthday, the contrast of what was happening in the beginning of the week compared to yesterday and getting back to one another, getting back to our love, getting back to our connection was like, it was so great. It was like better than it's been in a long time. And we have a great relationship, but that kind of took it to the next level of our appreciation of one another. It's really, really easy, you guys, to take life for granted. It's so freaking easy to take life for granted. It really is. So it's nice when we can recognize that the contrast and the low moments and the low frequency moments really do give us a greater capacity for joy. It's awesome. So yesterday we went to San Juan Creek Loop, which is up on the Ortega Highway in Orange County, and it was phenomenal. It was a beautiful day. We've been experiencing a lot of clouds here in California, and that's something that I really have a hard time with. And no matter what I tell myself, I have some sinus stuff going on. We're getting to the bottom of my sinus issues and my neck issues and everything. In fact, the other day I'm seeing a new physical therapist and he kind of uncovered everything that's been going on with me. And it's really been connected to my C-section scar. So I feel like I'm in real solution mode with that. I've uncovered a lot of things. He's actually getting my nervous system to really calm down so that my neck is really like, it's repositioning, it's realigning, and it's actually sitting where it's supposed to. So I'm not forward. Because I've been forward, it's been messing with my sinuses. And the cloudy weather combined with your sinuses not draining properly is a recipe for not feeling well. So with the clouds, we going to the Ortega Highway, there's oftentimes it's like really sunny out there. And it was super sunny. It was a gorgeous day. It was breezy. And my husband and I just went into the woods and there was no people there. We sat near this waterfall for hours and just put our feet in the water and talked and connected and ended up having lunch in the truck. We had a little homemade lunch in the truck and then we came home, took a nap, and then went out to dinner with the girls. And it was like one of those days that you will remember because it was just so, it was like perfection. Like we were in such a high vibrational place from, I believe, being so low and then having this time together and being in nature. So if you haven't watched the Earthing movie, I highly, highly recommend it. It's all about how we are disconnecting as beings from the frequency of the earth because we are inside all the time because of the EMFs and our computers and all of that. We are disconnecting. How often do you put your feet on the ground or your body on the ground? You know, we laid and sunned ourselves on a rock, put our feet in the natural waters of this river. I mean, how often do you do that? Because you really need to do it every day to reset your frequency. So the earth has a certain frequency. It's actually called the Schumann resonance, if you've never heard of it. And that frequency has to do with our well-being, our healing, our cells doing what our cells need to do. So basically, we have these positive electrons and the sun and the earth's frequency have these negative, I think it's neurons, negative neurons. And if our positive ones get out of control and we don't balance them with the negative, that's where we end up with disease. And that's where our cells get out of control. So watch the Earthing movie for more information and for like an in-depth scientific reason why we need to earth. But I will tell you yesterday, I had no pain in my body. I had no headache yesterday. I felt amazing. And I woke up today feeling really amazing. So on the heels of that, waking up today and feeling amazing and just like really reveling in the day that we had yesterday, I decided, I got to go for a walk in nature. And I went and I have this great trail I can go to where there's barely any people. I'm very fortunate because in California that can be hard to find, but I manifested it. So when I first got out there, there was a turkey vulture that was flying super low. And my husband and I had a conversation yesterday about turkey vultures. And actually in my new book it's about to be launched, it's almost fully edited. It's called The Perfect Expansion for Your Soul's, The Perfect Unfolding for Your Soul's Expansion. Do I know the name of my book? in that, I talk about a dream that I had about turkey vultures and the meaning of them. So the meaning of the turkey vulture is they're actually, the name means golden purifier. How cool is that? I kind of feel like I'm a golden purifier in a lot of ways because I can help people release energy and I can purify energy. And I'm going to do a little exercise at the end to help you do that. So stick with me until the end. I know it's a long show. Maybe watch it, you know, here and there. Keep coming back to it because there's good stuff towards the end. So I went out for a while. I was telling my husband how much, like, I have such reverence for the turkey vultures now because I know, because what they do is they fly really long distances and they find carcasses that are, you know, full of bacteria and they get rid of that. They basically transmute the bacteria so it doesn't become part of our environment. So this turkey vulture is like, you know, I have this conversation yesterday, law of attraction. This turkey vulture is like all around me today, like literally flying right in front of me. They're usually really, really high. And today he was close enough for me to see the face and everything. Cause I was really curious about them yesterday. And then I had a quail run out in front of, like fly out right in front of me. And quails are so cool. They have like these funny little things on the top of their head. And then my roadrunner, I have this roadrunner that I see most of the time, but have not seen him lately. And the totem, if you look up totems for roadrunner, so turkey vultures are purifying energy. Roadrunners are all about lightheartedness and humor and laughter. And I've been feeling so down. I've not seen any roadrunners. So today was the indication like, whoo, we're doing good. And then as I was walking back, the roadrunner ran past me again and the quail flew past again and sat in a tree and started calling to me. And we like had a full on conversation. I was like telling the quail how beautiful it was. And it was looking at me, like turning its head. And it was just the coolest experience. And then I saw this little yellow finch. So there were all these opportunities for me today to notice nature having an awareness of my frequency and telling me that I'm in a high frequency place. So frequency is based, vibration is based on your mood. It's your state. It's how you feel. And you may feel like you don't have any control over that. And I get it. Sometimes we don't feel like we do. And it's those times that we really need to get like more introspective, more into meditation, more into nature, and do the things that are going to help to realign us with our well-being. Listen to things that are positive, read things that are positive, all the things that I've been doing. So as nature shows me, it's a window into how I'm feeling. Every single experience that I had with these birds and this different, you know, the flowers and everything that was happening, even though it's a cloudy day, I realized it's an indication of where I am at right now. So your outside world will always tell you where you are vibing at. If you are bumping into a bunch of grumpy people and not like, think about this, the law of attraction is not necessarily what comes to you, it's how you respond to it. So if you're bumping into grumpy people and you're shifting them and you're helping them to feel better and you're changing their day, then you are in a high frequency. But if they're grumpy and it's very easy for you to meet them in that grumpy place, then you know that that's where you are. So frequency and vibration is really important. Going through these dips is really important, the ebbs and flows of life. Sometimes not a lot of things are going on. Sometimes we're bored. Sometimes it's minutia. Sometimes we're doubting. Sometimes we feel unworthy. But it's in those times that we have the greatest opportunities and invitations to work on ourselves, to work on that inner story, to work on what we're conducting from. My post today was all about, as far as my posts go. So my posts every day are a channeled message that I sit down and it just kind of comes through me. Those messages are put on Facebook and Instagram every single day when I get the opportunity. Usually it's first thing in the morning, depends on when I get up. I know sometimes people don't really like to be on social media, so I decided to start blogging them on my website. So go to www.livelifegolden.com, golden with a Y, and you can find the blog there and you can sign up for it. Just subscribe to my website and you'll get the blog just about every day I remember to do it. So you'll get that into your inbox email and then you can read it instead of having to go through Facebook and find it or scroll. So that's that. Okay. Let's talk about letting go of the past. So I was talking about my post today, all right? The vibration and the frequency. So as you vibrate, as you feel, as you allow yourself to be in a state of being, like waking up in the morning, you know, if you're choosing those cranky thoughts of, I don't want to do this and I don't want to go to work and all of that, you're putting yourself on that vibrational frequency. And then you're going to meet more things like that that are going to make you actually resistant to your day, without a doubt. But if you're waking up in appreciation and gratitude and you're basking for a few minutes, or you're sitting down and you're quieting your mind and you're meditating, your day is going to be vastly different. It doesn't mean that nothing is ever going to go wrong. It just means that you're going to be more equipped for whatever is going to come to you, for whatever's going to happen. But for the most part, you're going to be in a higher vibration. So yeah, most things are probably going to go your way. But if they don't, you know, if you're going along and you're feeling fine and something gets out of whack, looking at that situation, instead of being like, oh, I attracted this and beating yourself up about it, just go along for the ride and see if you can shift within those moments that are less than optimal and create some positive outcome for them. Let's see if you can respond in something that's not a trigger. If you can look at the situation, take a step back, you know, decide that things are working out for you, then soon enough, you will see that whatever happened did end up working out for you, because you didn't get all crazy and you didn't get all triggered and you didn't get all emotional about it. Everything is subject to our perception. It's the stories that we wrap around it that make it become more. So if something happens and somebody does something to you and you didn't like it, you can make up a whole bunch of stories about that person. You can totally take it personal, or you can take a step back and you can say, you know what, that really is about them. And I'm just going to do me, and I'm going to keep moving forward in my positive, feeling good place. And they'll either come along or, you know, I won't really hear from them. So it's all up to you and the perception that you give it. And that goes along with the past. So today we're talking about letting go of the past and no longer sabotaging your manifestations. So this came because I was talking to someone about their relationship, and they were telling me that they just entered into this new relationship, and it is like, it is amazing. Like, it is the most amazing relationship they have ever entered into. But that a lot of things were coming up for them where they felt like they were going to sabotage it, because there were these old energies and this old, you know, issues of abandonment and someone not showing up for her and all of these different things where she felt unsupported. And so everything, you know, she's judging everything through that lens. And when we judge everything through that lens, we're most likely going to create it again, unless we can create awareness first and change second. Awareness does nothing. It's change that actually will change things. When we change our responses to things, when we say, no, I'm not going to feel that way anymore. I know that's an addictive feeling for me. I know that's a wound that I need to heal. And I'm going to use this situation to heal that and not place that meaning upon it. So whatever happens with that person, I am not going to make it mean that they are unsupportive and abandoning me. And that's how we start to shift things. There is no reason to sabotage your life, unless you're really, you know, you're really into living these cycles and you're really into just like creating the same thing over and over again. You know, that's the definition of insanity, creating the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. So we don't want to do that. The past no longer needs to play a role in your present and future. I promise you, the past no longer needs to be a player in this moment right here. Now, because we have memory, because we have neural pathways and loops, there is the potential for the past to show up at any moment, right? Oh, I remember when that happened, and I remember when this person did this to me, and this feels very similar. When we do that, right, and we put that story on that next person, that's when we create the loop. Until we recognize what's going on and decide for ourselves that we don't want to play that story anymore, that we don't want to play that out anymore, we will continue the cycle and we will be frustrated and probably lonely and probably sitting around with an open wound all the time. So if you really want to heal, you have the ability to do that. So the cycles you are living are traceable and completely available for you to let go of. I want you to hear that. I'm going to say it again. The cycles you are living are traceable. They're completely traceable. Nothing is beyond what you can see and completely available for you to let go of. Now, I will say, in relationships, sometimes we don't see things. Sometimes we make a lot of excuses for people. Sometimes we refuse to see what's right in front of us because for many reasons. One, maybe we're not ready to see it yet. Two, maybe we're not ready to let go of the relationship yet. And three, maybe the process of learning is part of that not seeing so that when we do see, we actually make change. We actually take the steps to make the change. All right, so the first thing in this process of healing, of not recreating the past, of not recreating cycles is you must first let go of the idea that you can't help it or you are powerless to your responses. And I know emotional intelligence is real. It really is. And being able to have some sort of control over your emotions, it's the work of mastery. It really is in this life story. It's the work. It's the work that we are brought here to do so that we can expand and grow through these low-level unworthiness, powerless habits and loops. All right. So the first thing is becoming conscious to the cycle. So it's looking at your relationships, right? If you're getting the same feelings in this relationship that you had in another relationship, it's becoming conscious of those feelings. Then it's asking yourself, it's doing some journaling, it's doing some contemplation, asking yourself, where does this come from? What is the source of this? When was the first time I ever felt this way? If you close your eyes and ask yourself this question, you will get a memory to pop up. This is the work I used to do with people all the time. The energetic release work I did with people is asking them, where is the foundation of this? And many times it came from 3, 4, 5, 7, 12 years old. Many times. And if the first memory that pops up is a teenager memory, you most likely have an earlier memory that you're not accessing. So I would keep digging. I would keep digging and asking yourself, was there something before that? Because the teenage thing is usually the wound that's showing up from the childhood. And then start journaling about that feeling and how much, look at it and say, do I need this to be true? Do I want this to be true? Do I want to believe this anymore? Do I want to keep creating from this? All of that's going to unravel it. Because when we look these things in the face, when we look fear in the face, when we look at sabotage in the face, when we look at abandonment in the face, they dissipate because we are conscious creators. This is a conscious creator process. When you are being conscious, you are being given permission. You're being given a key to open the door to your own self, to your own inner self. Okay. Looking at an area of your life. So look at all the areas in your life. I suggest this. And just see, track your responses, your outcomes, and your feelings. So let's take money, for instance. I like to take money because money is pretty loaded, right? Like, it's pretty important. We need it to live. We need it to survive. We need it to pay our bills. We need it to feel like we're actually doing something in the world, that we have some sort of value in the world. But there's so many people not living the value of who they are because of their blocks and their judgments and their stories around money and who they are in the creation of that. So let's look at money for a minute. I will use my personal example because I feel like my personal example has really morphed over time. So I'm going to give you kind of the history of my whole financial life. All right. So when I was younger, like super young, my dad had an egg business. And he delivered to hospitals and schools and stores and different hospitals, you know, all different places, gas stations, all different places. And he figured out that if we actually got the eggs delivered to us and put them in the cartons ourselves, that we would save money. So he employed me or implored me or forced me, I'm not really sure, to do this for him every week. And he would pay me $20. And $20 back then, you know, when you're 10, 11, 12 is pretty good. Like, it afforded me to go to the movies and be with my friends, and I didn't get rich from it, but I felt like it was a good exchange, I guess. I don't know if I ever questioned that. So this was 2.5 hours every week. So I guess I was getting paid like 10 bucks an hour. Pretty good. Not bad, right? Especially at that age. So I really hated it. Oh, it was like the bane of my existence. But I would go out there, I would put music on, I would be by myself, and I would get it done. And there was that feeling of accomplishment and lifting big cases. You know, I got strong and I did something for my dad, which made him proud and which made me proud. And it gave me a good work ethic. So all in all, it was good. As I got jobs, I definitely spent all the money I made. Always spent all. I mean, by the end of the week, if I had money left, I probably didn't have money left. So once I got older and I got into college and started to move away from my family, I actually went to college and moved out of my house when I was like 17. I never went back home after college. I was only in college for 2 years. I got an associate's degree and I lived with my now husband, then boyfriend. And he was in a house full of guys, and I would go there on the weekends and I would stay with him. And then eventually we got our own apartment together, and then I got pregnant. So I was creating money all the time. Him and I were struggling. We were paying our bills. We were just getting by. You know, there was never really enough. There was never really, you know, we didn't really suffer. We paid our bills. We got through it. There were times after the baby that we did have issues paying bills, and it felt like there was never enough. It definitely felt like there was never enough. So over the course of time, I was working as actually a waitress in a couple of different places. I was a server, and I would make money all the time. And like every day I would have cash. So I had a lot of cash and I spent it as it came in. I spent it. But I believe at that time in my life, I kind of felt abundant because I had cash all the time. So I could do things. I could go to CVS and buy a bunch of makeup or whatever. Once we made the decision that I was going to stay home with the kids because the schedule of me leaving them and having to leave them with people was just becoming too much. And you know, we had this one really, I'll never forget this incredible family day where I was just so in love with my children and my husband, and we just made the decision, like, we'll do whatever we have to do so that I can stay home with them, because we felt like that was what was best for our family. So once I did that, I stopped making income for a very long time. And my husband was just, you know, we were making it. We were doing what we needed to do, and we were getting by, and, you know, our bills were getting paid most of the time. And was it a struggle? Yes. Did I bounce checks? Yes. Did we have, you know, fights about money? Absolutely. But we got through that. And then my husband started to, you know, really get skilled at carpentry and building things. And he started to do side work, and he started to get his own jobs. And then that really started to impact our financial situation. And we started to make a lot of money. And that's how we were able to buy a house and do things that, you know, we had dreamt of doing, but never really understood how we were going to be able to do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, we have this beautiful home and we have nice new cars, and but still spending like crazy, like having no idea, you know, having anxiety about money, having no idea. It's flowing, it's going out, it's coming in, it's going out, you know. And then in 2009, when the economy crashed, it wiped everything out, and then there was nothing coming in. So then things started to crumble. So we went through bankruptcy and we went through house foreclosure, and my car was repossessed, and, you know, whew, really something that will wake you up to so much in like major trauma in finances and feeling like you can't breathe, feeling like you can't get a handle on your situation. And we discovered network marketing through that time, and that gave us hope, and that gave us income, and that gave us something to focus on, and it got us to travel, and it really opened our eyes to so much. But in that, you know, every week we would tell our story in this network marketing meeting, and we would talk about our struggle and how we couldn't pay our bills and all of these, you know, tragic things that happened. And we started to decide that we needed to stop doing that so we could move out of that. And as we started studying law of attraction, which is where we discovered law of attraction and frequency and vibration and how we felt and the worthiness that we felt and abundance and recognizing abundance and tuning into abundance, our situation started to change. And then we, you know, set our sights on moving to California with some money. And then we went through that financial stuff again when we got to California, because our money went really fast. Bills were really high. The income in the beginning was low because my husband was working for someone. But this time we did it different. We changed our frequency and we started believing in our abundance. We started noticing abundance. We started working on our vibration every day. We started putting ourselves in a high frequency place. And before we knew it, our income started to grow and grow. And as we were doing that, focusing, believing, trusting, letting go of the fears of money, letting go of, you know, this gloom and doom attitude that there's never enough, getting out of the chaos by deciding who we were, we started to see the income coming up. So what I want you to do is take every subject in your life and look at how you feel about it. So look at your relationship with money. How do you feel about money? What do you send to money? Do you send that there's never enough? Do you send fear? Do you send fear to your money? Do you listen to the news and all the economic baloney there and believe that it's going down, your ship's going down, and things aren't going to be good for you? There's a reason why wealthy people get wealthier in downed economies. There's a reason. You say, well, money makes money, and that's true. But vibration is so much more important, because where you are, what you believe about yourself, and what the relationship you have with money is what will bring more money to you. It will change your situation. If you're looking at the world right now and you're saying, I am powerless against this, and everything that's happening in the world, I can't afford anything anymore, please take that out of your vocabulary. You're going to set yourself up for more of that. If you trust, if you have faith, if you believe, if you look for reasons to feel abundant, if you do things that make you feel abundant without even spending money, you can do that, right? Go out in nature. Spend a day enjoying the world you live in, the beauty you live in. Have fun with people, you know, spend time with people, have fun with people, meditate so that your intuition is really clear and it will guide you towards more abundance. Start asking the questions, right? Look at your situation and say, how can I increase my income here? What can I do to bring in more? So the relationship with money is super important. The relationship you hold with yourself is also very important. So what you believe about yourself, if you have wounds of being unlovable, unforgivable, disconnected from people, you know, isolating, all of those things will contribute to what happens in your life and the relationships that come in. If you've been lonely for a long time, you've been sending out the same signal over and over again. I'm not worth it. Nobody loves me. I had that relationship and I ruined it, whatever it is. So those are neural habits and loops that put you on a frequency. They dial you into a particular radio station that's going to continue that habitual loop. So look at your responses and look at the outcomes. Okay. Begin the process of de-identifying with your past by accepting these beliefs. Okay, here you go. Your past is made up of who you used to be, or that person who was creating scenarios to help you awaken. How about that? Yeah. So when you were that person before that made all those mistakes, that did all those terrible things to people, you weren't in the state of consciousness of being awake. And those opportunities were being given to you to help you awaken. Number two, all that you have experienced is part of what your soul came here to expand from. Remember this when you're going through tough times, when something happens and it feels tragic or traumatic or even just inconvenient. Remember, this is an opportunity for your soul to expand and grow. It's all good. It's all good. It will give you a greater capacity for joy. Number three, the truly terrible stuff is designed to assist you to awakening to your power. So those things that have made you feel the most powerless are here to awaken you to your power. Many get lost in the powerlessness and they keep recreating the scenarios that compound that powerlessness. That's not it. That's not why you're here. You're here to figure out, I am powerful in this situation. Yes, this situation is not optimal. Yes, I'm going through some, you know, challenging times right now, but I know that this is not for nothing. I know that this is for my good. I know that I'm going to benefit from this. I just have to hang on. I've got to get through this. I've got to do the things that are going to be best for me in these moments. And then allow this energy to transmute as I continue to focus on the clarity of what I want. Whenever you know what you don't want, you know what you do want more clearly. So it's just taking that shift and focusing it. And a lot of times that's what the past is doing for you. It's making you realize what you don't want to live any longer. And because it's making you realize what you don't want to live any longer, you have the power to change it through that process. You are not defined by your past. You're not defined by your past. And I know it's challenging because many, you know, a lot of times through our lives, especially if you've had like big careers or, you know, high-powered positions, or, you know, you found yourself in charge of people or in leadership. And I know this happened to me with network marketing. And, you know, when we joined our network marketing company, it was the first time I had stepped out of my house in a long time, like other than being a mom. So to be put in this position where I was like an executive and I was on stage and I was inspiring people, I started to identify so wholly with that company that when it was no longer a fit for my soul, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know how to let it go. And I know that happens a lot with people, especially after retirement. You know, you had this career your whole life and all of a sudden now you don't have this purpose and fulfillment. I would highly suggest finding a different purpose and fulfillment, because one of the greatest ways we can keep ourselves down is by not having that purpose, by not having something that actually fulfills us and calls us and inspires us. All right. So many times, okay, there's no cycle beyond your control to change. There's no cycle beyond your control to change. It may be hard. It may be uncomfortable. You may need to distance yourself from people. You may need to end relationships. You may need to end habits, bad habits. You may need to say no more to things that are not feeding your soul and not really bringing you to a place of like expansion and growth. You may have to let things go. You may have to let things go that scare the crap out of you. My daughter right now, she's been serving for a long time in this restaurant that she normally makes good money at, but in the summer they really slow down, and she's restructuring her identity because she's stepping into this personal trainer, which she really loves doing. It like makes her come alive. And then she goes to this other job where she feels like her soul is dying. And I said to her, you know, you may need to let it go, as scary as that feels, in order for something to manifest. And that's the trick sometimes. Sometimes we can't line things up correctly before we take that leap of faith. That's a quantum leap of faith. When we moved from Connecticut to California, we didn't have a job and it was so scary, but we had to take that leap of faith because nothing was lining up. And the universe was saying to us, just come, I got you. There's a net, just jump and the net will appear. And that's probably one of the hardest things about creating is when you can't see the how, you can't see how it's going to work out, and you just have to like have faith and kind of like Hold on and watch as things manifest and work out for you. Many times after fights, major fights or breakups, this is what you need to make new realizations. So I noticed that this week after my stuff with my husband and just looking at it and going, okay, you know, this is where we're having trouble communicating, or this is where, you know, he feels like he has to rescue me when I'm not feeling good. And I know that he was reflecting that I felt bad for feeling bad, you know, like taking life for granted. I teach this stuff. Like, he'll literally say to me, read your post today. And I'm like, I know, I've read the post. I've read it several times and I know it, but there's an energy inside of me that I can't explain right now. Like, there's something going on. I don't know if it's an awakening. I don't know. You know, a lot of times the spiritual awakenings come on the darkest of moments, right? Those dark nights of the soul. So I feel a new awakening and I feel a new connection between us and a new appreciation between us. So sometimes, as awful as those fights feel like and as ashamed as we can be, I'm being totally out there with you guys. We don't always get along. We get along a lot, but not always. You know, the kids sometimes can get us going. And the family is not perfect. It's not perfect. We are all in process. We are all progressing towards not perfection, just towards awakening, to realization, to growing and expanding together. So it's not always going to be perfect. And if it is always perfect and nobody's speaking up, everything's getting swept under the rug. And I've had friendships like that. And I realized in this last recent ending of friendships, my group of friendships, I realized that so much of those were cycles from my family, that I was ignoring things that were going on, that things were getting swept under the rug, that people were resentful and not saying anything. And I was like, oh, this is like exactly what I was experiencing as a child. And I don't want to do this anymore. So it was ending that cycle for me. It was deciding that that was not the way that I wanted to be in relationships. But it was seeing it. I feel like I couldn't see it at first. And once I saw it, it was a deal breaker. Oftentimes things will get super bad or very dense before you will create change. Hello, rock bottom. Yeah, rock bottom is where people change, right? Where they literally can't take it anymore. They can't do it anymore. They can't function that way anymore. And it's not the most optimal way to create change, but often is our human perspective. You know, we don't factor many times what we will gain. We only think about what we'll lose. So when we're only thinking about what we'll lose, we get very fearful and we hold on to situations that are not great. And that can perpetuate or keep cycles going for longer. They can keep us in situations, jobs, relationships that really are not serving us. But it's okay because it's part of our process. It's part of our journey. We don't have to do anything a certain way. We don't have to break up. We don't have to stay with the person. We don't have to do anything. We can do what we feel called to do. But getting in that meditative state and that clarity about where we're going and what's really important and what we really want out of life can help to make the journey a little bit smoother. Okay, recognizing a cycle in your life is understanding and being aware of a pattern. Being aware of the way you respond to things. Being aware of how something is turning out that is the same over and over again. So you can change your job. You can change your location of your home. You can change your friends. You can change your significant other. But if you don't change yourself, you take yourself with you. So you will continue to create the same scenarios in the next place. And because of that, you perpetuate a pattern that doesn't allow the most optimal growth, your expansion growth. Do you hear my kitty? My kitty is banging on the door, being so obnoxious. Apparently, she wants to say hello to everyone. Hello, Lulu. Lulu is very vocal. Okay. So let's get back at it. Okay. So how do you change? How do you change these cycles? How do you change the perpetuation of what you've been experiencing? So the first thing, like I said, is letting go of the victimhood. The second thing is becoming aware of the pattern and how it makes you feel. Then it's journaling. It's getting clarity on the situation and the pattern that you continue to live, the cycle that you continue to live. It's getting really in touch with and in tune with and really clear about what stories you're running. Those stories about yourself, those stories about other people, those stories of blame, those stories of, here she is. You want to see her? Lou. You got to look at my YouTube if you want to see her or my TV show. So in order to really get clear, you have to start going and asking the questions. You got to ask yourself the questions. Where have I seen this in the past? Where does this feel familiar? Why do I want to keep believing this about myself? Why do I want to keep believing this and creating this with other people if it doesn't feel good? If it's not the connection to the story that I want to be living. So, you know, there's clarity in that as well. So if I don't want to feel abandonment, if I don't want to feel like I am self-sabotaging, what do I need to let go of? First of all, where does it come from? That's always the first question, because if you can initialize where it first came from, you can dissipate a lot of it. Because you start to look at it and you go, all right, that's a five-year-old wound. So I'm not five anymore. I can outgrow this, right? So that awareness is huge, like getting to that place. If you go within and you ask yourself where this started and nothing's coming, get up and just go do something and it will come. I promise. It'll come in the middle of the night. It'll come in your dreams. It will come. Because that's the mechanism of the spiritual expansion and growth. Ask and it is given. Every time. Sometimes it's not given in our timing because we need time as a human to process. We've got all these files that we need to work through. We've got all these neural habits and loops. And, you know, I don't love the whole subconscious conversation and that there's things being hidden from us. I really do believe that once you ask, you will get answers because I have gotten so many of them myself. I've made so many realizations myself. And it's always good to work with someone if you need an outside perspective. But I would just find someone that understands energy work, that understands manifestation and law of attraction. I think that's important. A couple shows back, maybe 10 shows back, I had this woman on, Michelle from New Zealand, and she's the person that I talk to, and I really revel in the sessions that we have together because she helps me to make realizations about where I need to, you know, where I need to, where's my growing edge? Where do I need to go? What do I need to grow from? And she just gives me the realizations that helps me kind of get back on the horse. So find someone if you need someone. Otherwise, most of the time I'm doing this on my own. I'm journaling and really digging deeply to figure out, okay, where is my stuff in this? Where am I, you know, where am I putting this stuff on my husband where he has this feeling that he has to make me happy when it's not possible, when I'm not in a place to even want to be happy, right? All right. So your past does not define you. It is not who you are. It is not who you came here to be. It is really just a piece of your journey that you kind of signed up for. If you really want to get deep and spiritual with me, which I think is a good place to do this towards the end, you kind of signed up for this in the way that you came here as a human, as a spirit, as a soul. You're both human and spirit. And you wanted to experience things that were going to help you to expand, that were going to help you to grow, that were going to help you to become more. So in that, in your wisdom of soulness, your human side came as that expression to be able to live through it, to experience this earth school, some have called it, so that you can become more, so that you can have these realizations, so that you can find out that you're powerful, so that you can discover things about yourself, and so that this journey here doesn't feel so random. so that it doesn't, I mean, everything is law of attraction. Every single thing that is coming to you is attraction. It is your attraction power. So once you begin to realize that and exercise that and utilize that, then you can become a much, much more powerful creator. But you have to realize that. You have to come to that realization. You have to come to the owning of those gifts and come to the owning of the fact that, okay, I know what I'm doing today. And if I don't feel good, I'm going to do what I can to work through the day and to let the things go that are creating this, you know, veil over my eyes of appreciation, my eyes of the preciousness of life. So, you know, and that is meditation, going for walks in nature, being with the ones you love, watching something funny, letting go, you know, just letting go. I've had to let a lot of things go lately, a lot of things go. All right. So we're going to do a little energy clearing and an energy infusement. So come with me. Let's do this. This is all about purifying your energy and letting go of those things that are of a low vibe. So if you're driving, don't do this right now. Pause it. Wait till you get home or pull over. If you're not in a place where you can do it, just save it for later. Just we're at minute 51, so you can come back. All right. So close your eyes and sit up fairly straight, but not uncomfortable. And I just want you to breathe and release. Just come into your body. Feel yourself sitting in the chair and take a deep breath again. And when you breathe, practice bringing your breath all the way down into the bottom of your stomach. This is going to help tell your nervous system to calm down and let it out. And when you breathe out, I want you to imagine that you're just breathing out your day. You're breathing out any tension. You're breathing out any low energies. Ooh, I'm already feeling it. All right. Okay, so breathe again. And out. Okay, so imagine there's this beautiful white light and it's over the top of your head and it's shining all around you, kind of like you're standing in a spotlight. Your hands are open and you're ready to receive. You're ready to let go and you're ready to receive. So imagine this white light is coming down into the crown of your head and it's sweeping across your neural pathways. So we're clearing the energy of your thoughts, your logic, your loops and your patterns and that crazy monkey that lives in your head. We're just sending it light, sending it love, and calming it down. So you're going to feel in your third eye, which is your forehead, this swirling energy, this light energy, just cleansing and clearing that place. This is going to open up your intuition and it's going to allow you to connect much more deeply with your guidance. And then bringing that light down the back of your head and all the way into your neck. I just want you to release all the energy in your neck. Yeah. Allowing your neck to be looser and more flexible so you can see. So you can turn your head so you can see and you can not need to be so rigid. And then bring that light down the front of your face, letting go of the jaw, letting go of the tension behind the eyes, letting go. Bringing the light down your throat, opening up that throat chakra, and just releasing, taking a deep breath and releasing anything that's blocking your voice. Anything that's blocking your truth and anything that's standing in the way of you saying what you most need to say. Yeah, just take some deep breaths and clear all that energy in your throat. And coming into your heart, release all the energy in your heart of feeling unlovable, unforgivable, feeling low vibrational energy, feeling sadness or grief, releasing all the energy in the heart that does not serve you in creating the most optimal journey here. Then bringing that light across your back, cleansing and clearing the back, the top of the back from any tension, any stress, any fear, any belief that you are not worthy. And then coming down into the abdomen, we're going to release all energy from your solar plexus of low self-confidence, low self-esteem, unworthiness, powerlessness, and the energy that blocks you from knowing who you truly are. Anything that blocks your power center, we ask it to leave your body now. And then coming into your root, we take a deep breath and release all energies of fear, all blockages to your prosperity, all blockages to the energy of disconnection. And then as we clear and cleanse your field, we bring in this beautiful light of love, of awareness, of power, of truth. We stand together in this place, sit together in this place powerfully, knowing that we came here to influence the field, knowing that we came here to expand and grow as souls, and knowing that we are part of this light, this never-ending stream of infinite intelligence and wisdom and light and truth, remembering who we are and remembering that we are here to create a fantastic journey and to become all that our soul came here to be. And just feel this beautiful light swirling all around your body and all around your cells. And I highly suggest you taking a few moments and really feeling into the energy of this and allowing yourself to spend a few moments in this beautiful light that is you. This beautiful light that is all of us, because we are all one, we are all connected, and we are all here to be one together. All right. I love you all. Peace out.